From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Minnesota's 8th District Congressman-elect Rick Nolan has been appointed to serve on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. The Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is at the center of efforts to revitalizing the nation's roads, bridges, railroads, and waterways. Nolan has made economic growth through major reinvestments in transportation and infrastructure a focal point of his campaign. He had requested the assignment during meetings with House leadership and received word of the assignment from Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. Nolan said, quote, "This is a major committee assignment vital to generating good jobs and economic development here in the 8th Congressional District. Timber, taconite, tourism, and manufacturing spread over a large geographic area all require strong transportation to be successful." Unquote. Nolan also said he would focus on several specific efforts as a committee member. He included federal support for high-speed rail, funding essential service for regional airports, repair and rebuild the network of regional roads and bridges, build capacity and traffic through the Duluth port, and make high-speed broadband communications available to everyone. Further committee assignments will be announced at a later date. Nolan officially takes office on the 3rd of January. A 2012 legislative change in fishing regulations will allow winter stream fishing on all lakes entirely within the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness to open earlier, that according to a Minnesota Department of Natural Resources report. Stream trout angling will open today, December 29th, and close on March 31st, 2013, for all lakes entirely within the BWCA boundary. This is the same as the lake trout season for lakes within the Boundary Waters. Stream trout are defined as splake, brook, brown, and rainbow trout. The possession limit remains unchanged at 5, with not more than 3 fish longer than 16 inches. The 2012 Minnesota Fishing Regulations Handbook was printed prior to this rule change. The dates for winter lake trout and stream trout fishing in lakes outside or partially outside the BWCAW are correctly listed as January 12, 2013 through March 31, 2013. A key Northland lawmaker is calling for changes in education funding that would make Minnesota school districts less reliant on local property taxes. The Duluth News Tribune reports incoming Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach said he thinks the current referendum system has driven up property taxes and created unequal funding for schools across the state. State lawmakers are poised to consider a major overhaul of Minnesota's tax system during the 2013 legislative session. Bach has said he wants public school funding to be included in that discussion and that he believes school districts rely too much on voter-approved levies to generate operating money. 90% of Minnesota districts currently have such levies in place, which Bach said makes for bad education policy and an unfair way to fund schools. The result is funding disparities all over the state because some districts have a different tax capacity or totally different demographics. Bach said, quote, "There's a lot of reasons that some districts, no matter how hard they try, no matter how bad they need it, they can't get a levy passed by people. I think most Minnesotans think funding schools should be a state obligation." Grand Marais adventurer Lonnie Dupree is back in Talkeetna, Alaska, preparing for his third attempt to conquer North America's highest mountain alone in the dead of winter. I spoke with Lonnie Friday on Daybreak.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Well, I am fine. More to the point, how are you?
Good. We just pulled into Talkeetna last night after four months of training and getting ready for the climb. We were in Dimitri Von Klein, our photographer, and I were in Colorado, trying to acclimate for altitude to get ready for this climb. And we just flew in and pulled in last night and met with the rest of the crew that's going to help with filming and logistics and get me ready for the mountain. And then we'll fly to the mountain the very first opportunity the weather permits. So
what's the weather like? Does that look good?
Yeah, the weather this year is a lot more stable than last year. And last year, as you remember, there was those very low pressure storms that came in and just dumped tons of snow on Cordova, for instance, got 35 feet of snow last winter. But this year, the weather system's a lot more stable. Even though it's overcast right now, there's not much for wind, and hasn't been for much of the late fall, early winter here. So I'm optimistic.
Well, I can remember seeing some pretty harrowing photographs of you on the side of the mountain with all that snow. I mean, it was just that little guy and all this gray around you. I hope that's a little better this time.
Well, I do too, and again, it's all about the weather. I don't mind it getting cold. It can get as cold as it wants, and I'm just limited on the amount of hours I have to travel because it's quite dark in the Arctic at this time of year. But I do have 5 to 7 hours of daylight that I can travel, so I take advantage of that daylight by getting up early when it's dark to prepare and get ready for the day, and then I travel throughout the daylight hours, and then I travel right up till dark, and then at dark time I throw my headlight on again and then build my snow cave, and that takes a couple hours of hard work.
But now you've kind of made that a little easier, though, on yourself, right? I understand you've got some kind of tenting material now?
Yep. This year I probably cut an hour off my snow cave building by getting a modified tarp manufactured by Cook Custom Sewing. It's basically a really small miniature tent with a door in the roof of it that actually acts as a roof system that fits over the top of the snow cave. And they aren't really exactly snow caves. It's more of a modified snow trench that you can sit up and lay down in. But then I'm covering it up with this tarp, which will save a lot of work.
And speaking of work, you've cut your weight that you carry. You'll be pulling about 200 pounds. That's about, what, 20 pounds less than last year?
Yeah, about 20 pounds less. We did that through, I use a ladder system that's connected to my waist harness and then goes back to my sled, which actually attaches to the sled. And this ladder system is in the event I go into a crevice, that ladder will act like a big snowshoe and keep me from falling into the crevice. Well, I've lightened that ladder system up by not even using the ladder, but using these long aluminum poles that I had made for me by Easton Aluminum, the maker of tent poles. And then those tent poles are each, inch in diameter, so very strong aircraft aluminum that are 15 feet long that will keep me out of a crevice. Should I fall in?
Well, when the weather gets good, you're going to fly up to the base camp. Is that still going to be at, what, 7,200 feet?
Yeah, the base camp is right at the base of the mountain within the Alaska range, so it's about an hour flight from here. And what we're going to try to do, because it's such a stunning flight in there, we're putting cameras on the outside of the aircraft to capture the mountainous scenery as we fly into that base camp. So we're trying to get some good footage for a documentary we're trying to produce called Cold Love. So we've got to get the mounts ready for the airplane today. I got to go through all my communications equipment and just get all my clothing ironed out today. So everything we're going to try to be ready to go after today.
There's some way for us to follow you kind of in real time?
Oh, absolutely. The best way to follow us is go to oneworldendeavors.com, or you can just type in my name, LonnieDupree.com, and it'll go to the same website, One World Endeavors, and we're going to be updating the website every day with audio, imagery, maybe a little video throughout the entire journey, and there'll be also a map of Denali and the route, with a little X indicating where I'll be on the mountain each day.
Well, let's hope that the weather holds and you're able to get up there. And is there some way you can give us a call? I suppose maybe not from the mountain, right?
Well, the community, I got a satellite phone sponsored to me by Buck's Radio Shack. And so I'm sure I can find time to to give a call back home and see how you guys are doing and see how your winter is going.
Well, in the meantime, stay focused on your job at hand, and we wish you all the luck in the world. You and I have talked about this a couple of times, Lonnie, and I'm continually amazed at the fact.
Well, I'm. let's hope the third time's a charm, and I'm not getting any younger.
No. Well, I'm telling you this, Lonnie, we'll talk about it when you get back here safe and sound, and hopefully after you achieve what you want. We've been talking with Lonnie Dupree. He's back in Talkeetna, about 60 miles from the base camp at 7,200 feet. We hope he's going to be able to get there very soon, and we'll be following you, Lonnie, all the time. Good luck.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Jay. Have a great winter.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.